Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Tech Ward Show. I am Jill, and I have Derek with me from the Windows Insider Program. We have some really exciting news about the Continuum competition, but before we get to that, wanted to cover some of the housekeeping details. So if you haven't had a chance to check out our show before, please go ahead and take a look at the link below. You can see our introductory video, which explains all about Tech Wards and all the fun stuff that we're doing, as well as don't forget to follow us on all of our major channels. So at MSDev, using the hashtag Tech Rewards, we'll provide you any content that we have available. So once again, I have Derek with me from the Windows Insider Program. Hi, Derek. Thanks
for
joining us.
Hi, guys.
So we wanted to give you guys some information around the Continuum competition that we have running right now on Tech Rewards. So I'm sure you've seen a few of the challenges that have been live before, but we're coming up on challenge number 4, which is going to be the meat of the competition, right? Okay, so Derek will be able to give us some insight on what we need to learn or what we need to have ready to get started. So why don't you give us a little bit of an overview of what the Continuum competition is?
Good. The Continuum competition is probably the biggest in competition so far for the Windows Insider program. And the competition is designed to really create exciting and compelling apps for the Continuum technology. So it's a UWP app, but it leverages Continuum to give additional functionality depending on the device type, whether it's a phone, a tablet, or a desktop, or even the hub. So you can scale your app and the functionality based on the device you're using. And so we're looking to create the interest and excitement and create some excellent examples of what that technology can do.
Wow, that sounds great. So I know that from the first few challenges we've had, we wanted you to become a Windows Insider if you weren't already. We wanted you to submit some really cool ideas and even actually submit UI ideas, right?
Exactly. So, that's where we are right now.
Yeah, so that challenge is still running and it will be running until May 12th. So you guys still have a few days left to be able to get your ideas in and get your designs in. And then challenge number 4 will actually go live on May 9th, which is this coming Monday. So can you give me some details about the fourth challenge and what our users need to be able to do?
Exactly. So the fourth challenge is creating an app. All of the rest of it was all the preparatory work, knowing what Continuum is, understanding what it takes to have a good Continuum app, and designing a potential UI for your app. This challenge is creating the app. And so it's either creating a net new app with Continuum functionality showcased in the app, or you could take an existing app and update that to leverage Continuum. And so it's really creating an app and submitting it to the store for the judges to review.
That's awesome to hear. So, I mean, you guys hear that, right? So if you already have a UWP app created, you've already done most of the work. If not, create a brand new one and you have a great opportunity. So we're always about in it. We're always in things for the loot. So what can you get potentially if we are,
you know. That's the booty for this.
We always like to know.
Yes, exactly. So the finalists, we'll select 10 finalists in challenge 4. Those challenges, our finalists will receive a Lumia 950 and a trip to Redmond. So the trip to Redmond is kind of exciting because that includes is 3 days here in Redmond. We pay for the airfare, we pay for your travel, lodging, food. I give you a little bit of spending money too. But while you're here, what you'll do is you'll meet with a number of Microsoft experts in their field, a UX person, a person who can talk about monetization of the app. Hope to have some developers there, or plan to. We will have developers there who can help optimize your application. So really help you create, take your app from where it is to the next level. So that's the big win for the finalists there. On top of that, you get the grand tour of Microsoft and see the home of the future and a bunch of exciting stuff.
Wow. I mean, that sounds like a great prize. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to put my own name in the hat. Okay, well, you guys heard. So, I mean, there's a lot of incentive to not only adopt this new technology for Continuum, but also you see the awesome opportunities that you have if you are a finalist. And so, Derek, is there anything else that our users need to know about the competition or challenge 4 that we haven't mentioned?
There are some very specific requirements, so be sure to check out the challenge page. You want to make sure that you follow each of the requirements for that submission. If you do that, you should be in good shape. The other thing I'll mention, though, is there is, not really the fifth challenge, but there is a capstone to this fourth challenge, and that is a winner will be selected the last day of the visit at Microsoft. Each of the finalists will present to a panel of Microsoft judges, some executives. And the judges will decide who's got the best app at the 10 and the big grand prize.
Wow. Can you give us any details about the grand prize, or is that hush-hush?
No. Okay. We're happy to share about that. Surface Book, fully loaded. So it's going to be top-of-the-line Surface Book. There will be a MSDN subscription, Office 365 subscription, and we'll also kick in $1,000 of advertising credit on the Windows Store.
I mean, I don't know about you, but this whole thing sounds like a really great deal. So I hope all you guys are excited. Just a few things to note before we sign off here. So there's a lot of information about this, about these challenges in this competition. So we want to make sure you guys are fully informed. So please make sure you're following us at MS Dev, obviously. You can also follow Windows Insider on Twitter. Also, Windows Dev will have some news around that, any updates around the competition. And of course, our Tech Wards blog and the Channel 9 blog here. So please make sure to follow all of our channels. If you guys have any questions, want to leave a comment, or just need some additional information. And of course, the challenge page we'll have up coming May 9th for challenge number 4. So we hope you guys enjoyed another episode of the Tech Reward Show, and please submit your apps. I mean, look at the great prizes. You
it's
guys have
it.
To do
yeah,
it.
A lot of fun and get a lot out of it.
All right. Well, guys, thanks so much for watching us today, and thank you, Derek, for joining us and letting us know about this competition.
Thank
Sounds
you, Jill.
Awesome.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye.